One of the reasons New Orleans has been able to hang on to so many wonderful historic properties is the passion of those, native or newcomer, who buy and restore old buildings. Bob O'Brien is one of them. Imagine his surprise to learn that his most recent renovation had a very different history. It had been, he discovered, a house of prostitution. And not just any old house of ill repute, but one owned by Norma Wallace, the famed last madam of New Orleans.
There was a play going on in the city called The Last Madam by Chris Wiltz. And I went by and looked at a picture of the property that she had in display for the play. And, of course, I bought the book and trying to relate the description that she used in the book for different parts of the building, it all began to get clear. So at that point, I contacted Chris, and she and I kind of got together and confirmed what she had written, because she was in the property before I bought it, when it was actually occupied.
Now, in any other city, the knowledge that one had bought a bordello might best be kept secret, but not in New Orleans. Instead, Bob researched everything he could about 1026 Conti Street and the madam who ran a lavish and politically protected business there until the mid-1960s. Norma Wallace, folks said, stashed her cash in a secret money drop in a wall and had equally secret places where her ladies of the night and their visitors could be hidden if there was a police raid. Bob had heard there was a hidden side gate where she could pay off certain police and where celebrities and college boys, gangsters and governors could all come to visit without being seen. He was intrigued.
I began to explore some of the walls and tapping on the walls, trying to find hidden pockets. And we did discover where the hideout was, where the Johns and the girls were hid during raids. We also found the money hole where Norma would drop her paperwork and money into this hole, which is still there. And we found the side gate where she would make payoffs to the policemen and also check credentials of the college kids that would come wanting to use the brothel.
For a mid-city boy who graduated Warren Easton High School, Bob couldn't believe he'd never heard about Norma Wallace and 1026 Conti Street.
I was just amazed that I didn't know of the house. I belonged to the New Orleans Athletic Club, which is right down the street, and a friend of mine stopped me, and he said, "You bought Norma Wallace's house, huh?" I said, "Yeah," and he said, "Man," he said, "a lot of people from the NOAC used to go there," and he said, "In fact, they used to call it the NOAC Annex."
But that's not all Bob learned. Just as fascinating was how Norma Wallace, ever discreet, managed to show, for want of a better description, her gratitude to certain obliging men in blue.
The interesting thing about the side door is that the alley that goes alongside of the property does not belong to anyone. It belongs to the city. So the policeman could actually get his payoff by walking his beat, and it was down this driveway alley. So they didn't have to come into the property for their payoff.
Now Bob O'Brien has converted 1026 Conti into a series of upscale apartments, all rented to folk who, enthusiastically, he says, embrace the building's racy history. And he's had so many requests to open the building that he's going to do that one time on Sunday, June 24th. It's part of a new weekend getaway for women called Festigals, a three-day event that includes a luncheon with Hoda Kotb as guest speaker, French Quarter tours, fabulous restaurant meals, and other experiences, both divine and decadent.
There's going to be a Saints and Sinner that Sunday, and they're going to the gospel service in the Treme area. That's the Saints part. And after that, they're going to go tour 1026 Conti, and that's going to be the Sinner part. And we're going to take them through. Chris Wiltz is going to be there with a book and talking about Norma and Norma's life. And I'll be there going through the renovation process and some of the before and after pictures to give them a flavor of what it takes to pull that project together.
To learn more about Norma Wallace and how she ran 1026 Conti, as well as the Festigals event, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Miller. So good.